Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Because we are sure enough ready to dish with you. So sit back and relax and let us catch you up on your entertainment news. Portia, Heidi, and Frank are out today, but have no fear, darling. You got us here, and you got Eva Marcil from The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
So later, Andrew Freund is down with Keanu Reeves and the beautiful Halle Berry to dish about the new John Wick movie. And we got Thirst Trapping with Sierra and Rosario Dawson. Oh, my God. But Headcrack, what you got?
Well, it looks like somebody's going to be taking some time off of work. It looks like Rihanna, a.k.a. Riri, may be joining you, Eva, in the Motherhood Club.
Oh!
Yeah. Now, according to Star Magazine, a source close to the singer revealed that the singer slash entrepreneur is preparing her body for a baby.
Okay.
Now, the source told reporters she's a changed woman and she can't wait to be a mom. Adding, the noticeably thinner pop star is showing her longtime lover, Saudi billionaire Hassan Jameel, she's serious about becoming a mom by dialing back on her drinking and smoking. And if you know Rihanna, like we knew Rihanna, like from like the internet days, she likes a little drink, little smoke.
But with Rihanna being pregnant, honey, now would that be great, y'all? Because being her ex, Chris Brown might be a father again, because allegedly a picture of his girlfriend, Miss Amika, with what looks like a baby bump is making the people talk.
Ooh.
That yeah, does look like a baby
cute,
in there.
Though.
That doesn't look like a baby bump. That looks like she had champagne at her birthday party.
She's a cute girl, though. She almost looked like, what's her name? Carucci. She almost looked like Carucci.
So what do you guys think about Rihanna actually being a mom, though, and having a baby?
I think it's going to be amazing because she's beautiful, he's beautiful. They're going to make some beautiful kids, and I think it's
good.
What you think, Gary?
I think she should have a baby. She's going to join the billionaire club. Janet, Eve, honey, all the girls, billionaire, honey, get your billionaire. And these men, honey, they don't stress you out. So
good thing. You're going to have to do a remix. My breast milk so amazing.
Hey, lactating on my baby.
Oh, God.
Well, y'all, moving on. Khloe K says it's all good vibes on her end when it comes to her baby's daddy, Tristan Thompson. Khloe sat down with divorce attorney Laura Wasser on her podcast, Divorce Sucks. And although Khloe and Tristan weren't married, we all know they did go through a nasty breakup. Now, the reality star revealed that she believes baby True picks up on bad vibes, reason why she monitors the energy she puts out. Take a look.
For me, you know, Tristan and I broke up not too long ago, so it's really raw.
Yes.
And so those emotions could be heightened at times, but I do everything in my power to not even bring... True is one and like a month old.
Right.
So she's... doesn't really know what's happening, but to me, she does know, and
right.
she feels energy, and I'm a big believer of that. So
totally.
I do everything in my power to not put... I would like just any sort of heavy energy around her.
Right.
Maybe that sounds a little too like... bohemian to some people.
No.
Man, once that like Kardashian tone kicked in, I couldn't even understand what was happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
But no, I think that she's very true and very real with that. You know, I haven't always had the best relationship, but I never wanted to make that like a thing in our house. Like
yeah.
I never wanted to make, you know, Marley feel away, never talked about it, never made it a thing because maybe she didn't understand, but maybe she does.
Yeah, you got to let the kids figure out like why y'all ain't together on their own. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As opposed to like putting like ideas in their head and like, you know, creating bias. So
exactly.
What you think, Luke Cage?
Oh, I don't want to say nothing because I'm not fit to argue with this one. They understand.
Okay.
Well, hey, guys.
guys, have you heard of the Drake curse?
No.
No, well, apparently, when Drake roots for a specific team in a sporting event, they tend to lose.
Yeah, it's called the Drake curse, man. Word to the Six God. Now, the Raptors played the Philadelphia 76ers in the last round of the playoffs, and Drake decided to sport 76ers gear instead of Raptors gear, and apparently the curse worked because the 76ers lost.
Wow.
And now the Raptors are taking on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, and fans of the Bucks are worried that Drake is going to pull a similar stunt to sabotage their team. Now, the superstitions are so strong in that city that one station, Kiss FM, even decided to stop playing Drake's music for a duration of the series just to not even speak this man's name in the city.
So do y'all think they should ban Drake now from the games?
Yeah, they should ban him because that's just, I mean, it's bad luck. It's karma. He's bringing all the karma from all the people he's done to people, yes, and he's bringing it to the game, and it's just filtrating to the players.
No, what it should do is make the opposing team play their ass harder and really, really try to win if they see Drake.
But you know what? It's hard not to see Drake because Drake doesn't just get a seat that's like, hey, baby, we're sitting over here. Like, Drake is down there with the coach.
Like, Drake is so blessed that, like, if he showed up at a Globetrotters game and cursed, they would lose. And they win every game.
Absolutely not, crack.
Cool, I'm here for Drake.
Okay, guys, it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's time for...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars!
That's right. This is where we take a look at some recent celebrity posts on social media to see if they are thirst trapping or not. Okay, y'all, let's get right into it. Headcrack, you lead the way.
Well, fresh out the gate, we got the beautiful Sierra, who posted this pic to the Grand Baron It All, promoting her new album, Beauty Marks, and I see not a one.
Is it a thirst trap? What you think, Gary?
That's some damn thirst trapping, hell. I'm just gonna keep it real.
Okay,
she's thirst trapping.
Because at the end of the day, she could pull it off. Like, anytime Sierra got something to sell, you know she showed them legs, she showed that long body. You know, people gonna show up and, like, comment and give praise.
Up next, we have Queer Eyes and Tony Perowski. He decided to post a picture on Instagram to pay tribute to moms all over the world. Mm. He captioned it, "Shout out to all the moms." So what y'all think? Is he thirst trapping or not?
Mm. Who mom is he talking to? The ones in heaven?
Exactly.
What's happening here? Up.
Lady Mama Lod.
Stupid.
I don't know. What you think, Gary?
It's hard.
What's hard?
What do you think? Because he's not showing enough to thirst trap, but it's shout out to all of my. He's thirst trapping.
Because the amount of product in his hair.
Yeah.
Well, finally, this is the moment I've been waiting for. My favorite. Rosario Dawson. She celebrated turning 40 by posting a racy video on Instagram with the caption, "Here's looking at you, 40. Take a look."
She's like thirst trapping in a Dior, like, commercial kind of a way. It's not a regular thirst trap. It's a very artistic, artisanal thirst trap.
Art Deco thirst
trap. Yes, yes.
Because they're in
Florida. It's an Art Basel thirst trap.
Brad, what'd you think?
What is your definition of thirst trapping? That's what I need to know.
So when you post something because you know you're going to get sexual attention from it. Like, you know, the reason why you post it is because people will be turned on by your photo or your video and get that attention from the opposite
tingly.
Sex.
Oh, this is absolutely thirst trapping then. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, she was fixing it with, you know, holding herself. You was around it, like, trying to...
Yeah, I was like, down, like it was 4D.
Back. Right. Yeah,
she's thirst trapping, but I'm offended.
Why are you offended?
Because she may be our future first lady. This is Cory Booker's fiance, our girlfriend, and she's posing like that. That means she got a lot of new pictures that are going to come out if she make it to the White House.
Is that what that
One
means?
Can only hope.
That sensual video saying happy 40th birthday to me means that she has porno running around town.
You got something? If she make it to the White House, even she gonna they're going to pull out all the porn on her.
First of all, do you remember who is in the White House and the pictures that she has posted? It gets no race, no matter what Rosario does. Yeah. She will not trump Trump's.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Jet beauty of the week, Hustler.
Okay. And then I don't like the way she's doing her hair. She's thirst trapping. Like
it was sensual, right?
Very
was...
sensual, yes. Mm-hmm.
A picture of Rosario Dawson mummified is thirst trapping to me personally.
You can't see nothing but eyes.
Snap out of a head crack. Okay, y'all, thanks for playing.
Thirst trapping with the stars.
Okay, y'all, now who's an even bigger diva than Jennifer Lopez and Cardi B? The answer might surprise you. We'll tell you right after the break. Dish Nation. Headcrack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Okay. One of our favorite aunties has a new clothing line, and you might not expect this one. It's Whoopi Goldberg.
You okay. Know? That's dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
The host of The View did not go ghost on her. She is back with the team who created her annual Ugly Christmas sweaters, who started WG, which, of course, is taken from her initials, WG. Now, the new line is being called Size Inclusive because it goes all the way up to 3X, which is
That's
pretty litty.
Dope.
Now, Whoopi says you're going to want to wear these clothes because they're comfortable and they're made for your shape regardless of what your shape is. What y'all think of what the looks look like?
Look at my, I look like I got on Whoopi's piece right now. I'm so here for it.
And I love a good hoodie, so I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it comes with these, like, you know, hospital footies that she's pictured with.
No, but the footies won't be on there.
Now, remember those banana shoes that Whoopi wore? Now, I would love to get a pair of those, honey. They'd be really cute, honey.
I can see you in them.
And they match my shirt.
I feel like this is something that you already have, like the banana shoes.
Something like that, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, something simple, but I just, oh, they're just so fun. Yes, I could go to church.
Like Curious George.
Okay, y'all, on Monday we told you about actress Constance Wu and how she seemed to be ungrateful that her TV show, Fresh Off the Boat, got renewed. Well, this hasn't been a good week for poor Miss Connie, honey. She's currently filming the movie Hustlers, and now reports are saying that she's an even bigger diva than her more famous co-stars, J-Lo and Cardi B.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. One source allegedly said that Constance is a pain in the She just won't agree to do anything. She refuses to do interviews. She won't have visitors on her sets. It's like a cliche. She's very talented, but all signs are pointing to a difficult diva.
I mean, well, J-Lo, like, used to have, like, nipple tweakers. So we kind of already know what her diva status is.
What do you mean nipple tweakers?
Like, she literally was paying somebody at one time to come through and just tweak her nipples to make sure the antennas was up.
To make sure they were perky and hard for the outfit.
Oh, my God, that is ingenious.
I applied for that job twice.
Right. But
and Cardi B just arrived, so you know, honey, I like Miss Wu, honey. She is a diva. She's grand. She's an actress. They need to take note. They're not actresses. She is.
Well, first of all, I didn't even know who Wu was. So if you are not known by, like, first name basis or, you know what I'm saying, you can't be diva like that.
Please. Yeah, but she's Miss Wu. So y'all need to take notes, honey. She's Miss Wu.
Apparently, Miss Wu is a pain in the ass, according to this person.
According to the tags. All righty, it's time for another
Dish Double Tap.
Okay, now we all know that Cardi B loves talking to her fans on social media, right?
Yeah.
Right? Well, a while back, she posted a shout out to Swisher Sweets for these custom UGG boots they sent her. And guess what? Musician Charles Cornell decided to, I guess you could say, remix it?
None of you bitches, none of you bitches.
That was funny.
Now, is there a moment from your life that you wish there was music played along to, like when something was happening?
Yeah, when I was getting driven away in a paddy wagon.
How would that
You
sound?
Got to put you in the paddy wagon, Brad?
Could see me in the window.
Like
with
a sprinter?
As they drove off. Not really a sprinter. It's kind of like steel and metal inside.
That's the time that you've been playing Funkified.
All right, well, if you're making people laugh on social media, post your funny videos using our hashtag, DishDoubleTap, and you might end up on our show.
Up next, Andrew Freud talks to Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry about their new movie, John Wick 3. Come right back. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, the homie Andrew Freund sat down with the beautiful Halle Berry and the talented Keanu Reeves to talk about their new film, John Wick 3. Now, before we show you what Miss Berry had to say, let's give it up for her one time for doing the interview while feeling under the weather.
Yeah.
Yo, Shorty had no voice at all, but still made time to talk to Dish Nation. Check it out.
Our services still off limits to me. What do you need? Guns. Lots of guns. You think you can take John Wick? You've got a nasty surprise coming.
Nice suit.
Good to see you too.
If I want to be like Keanu Reeves, let's say I'm going to be you.
Okay, good luck.
What do I need to do to get into that zone?
Which zone?
The kick-ass zone. Like, how do I do that badass look?
You've got it. We just have to dig to find it a little bit, but yeah.
Okay.
I think in the right suit.
I feel like there's a certain look when you're about to kick someone's ass. If both of you could coach me on that.
Well, my version of it, although the adjudicator doesn't actually kick ass directly in the movie, you know, they are...
So far.
Yeah, they have so far. They have emissaries, but I would say it's a little bit about smizing.
What if, like, if I could fight for, like, breakfast?
If you want to fight for breakfast and you're hungry, you'll fight pretty hard.
Okay. Do I need, like, a smize? Like, that someone told me I need to smize.
What?
To smize?
A like, smize.
It's like a smile, but you don't really smile. It's like a...
Yeah, I think that's your look.
Okay.
I think that's yours.
Okay.
So, like, if someone comes to take your breakfast, oh, wow, I'm going to take some of whatever you have. What do you do? Oh, whoa, okay, I'm good, man.
You scare the shit out of me, I'm just not gonna lie. So it's a Tyra Banks smile,
mm-hmm.
Like a...
But less confused, less confused.
Okay, so like a...
Yep, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There it is,
okay.
You got it.
Holly, question for you. Now, let's say we were gonna swap out your character with your character from Baps. Let's say Niecy was gonna be in this. How would she fare in the world of John Wick?
Oh, actually, I think she'd do okay. She would look different. Her moves would be very different. But I think Niecy's a little scrappy-do. She can handle it. She can handle it.
If I was gonna hire you to be my bodyguard...
Yeah, you don't want me as a bodyguard.
All right, fine.
No.
I'll just smize.
You got it. You got your own thing. No one will go near you.
Did you take away some skills in this? Like, could you throw down in real life? Like, if I was in peril?
Feel like if somebody came up to me on the street and thought they were gonna take my bag, I think they might wanna think again. They might wanna think again, because I got some for them today that I didn't have yesterday.
Basically, Halle Berry will cut a bitch.
I will cut a bitch. Without you knowing, I cut a bitch. Thanks to Chad.
Could you?
I know.
Taught her to cut a bitch.
I'm flattered.
Wow, that's really cool. Looks like they got another blockbuster hit on their hands. So, everybody, make sure you check out John Wick, which is in theaters everywhere today. And stay tuned, because we got more Dish Nation right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish!
What up?
So, guys, I think I found a way to make some extra money and help Gary find love at the same time.
Ooh!
Yes, this is getting ready to be good. A matchmaking company called Vita Select posted a job on Craigslist online to ghostwrite their clients' online dating profiles so that they have a better chance at finding love. The ad says that the applicant must be naturally funny, witty, and able to write in a creative and engaging style that mirrors the voice of both male and female. And you must have a passion for helping people find their happily ever after.
Ooh.
You like that, Gary?
Yeah, so that's what y'all gonna do? You're gonna write me a profile?
Well, what would it say if you wrote it yourself?
Oh, I gotta write it?
I just wanna know what would be some things that you
say. So you gotta give us what we would use.
I don't know what to put. I put some stuff. That's probably why I ain't got nobody. Now, I don't wanna put a picture neither, so.
Big ass head, big ass teeth, runny ass nose,
big shoulders,
hairy ass ears,
strong back, strong buttocks,
skinny ass legs, crusty ass feet.
But he goes to work every day.
Wide ass back. Ride back.
Pregnant ass belly.
Trimester.
Well, I'm telling you, if you hit them with one of them sexy Dish Nation profile pics that you be throwing up here every now and then for the world to see, like, I'm telling you, your DMs would be flooded.
You think?
Yes.
Like, literally flooded. They'll pour water all over the internet.
Really?
Yeah, you like a housewife.
Yeah.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.